everybody's marketing in the group and see who's doing best job speaking to that problem just by sheer like success. And you can really start to understand, not just once, but like months of marketing to it, is a reason why he's getting all the right people.
Sell the metal. Sell the metal. Sell the metal. Sell the metal. Sell the metal.
Good stuff. That should be recording now, which is fucking awesome. Thank you all for coming to catch up. This is normally, or it still is, the offers, marketing, and setting call here in Predictable Sales, right? How this call obviously normally usually goes is all about why most people, in my opinion, struggle with creating offers, marketing, why they struggle to find problems in Messenger and setting, why sales is really fucking hard for them. And truthfully, as a consequence of all those things being hard and sucking and suffering because of that, building a team is like impossible, if that makes sense, right? And if you do, it's built on sand as opposed to a strong foundation at the same time as well. As a consequence of that, this is a consequence of one, me being like in the day-to-day myself every day, either training people up or something to the effect that when I hear someone have a problem with trying to find problems, this is the fucking reason. And the constant context from Faris being just around like, people are struggling with this, people are struggling with this, people are struggling with this, or whatever it might be at the same time as well. So I brought Faris in here with me today for that at the same time too. And I think what might be really helpful for me right now, Faris, is actually just like kick off. Give me some examples as to why this is important or what's been happening lately. Bit of a backstory as to why what we're going to cover today is actually helpful and useful at the same time as well.
Hell yeah. What's up, guys? So there are really like three problem areas that I see this really all the time. Number one is DMs, like a lot of like call booking. A lot of the time people are going to give you answers. And if you're not hyper aware of the person you're really speaking to, their situation, the problems that that market has, you're going to totally go over their answers and you're going to ask a question not knowing what you're actually looking for and what responses to expect. So that's a huge thing that stops people and as well in the DMs. Then you've got content, making offers all the time, flopping, and just being really fucking frustrated about the fact that nobody's actually engaging with your shit. And then it's thinking that it's something to do with you, something to do with Facebook, hating you with the algorithm, like all the million different reasons you're thinking why an offer isn't doing well. But it actually comes down to studying the person that you're actually trying to speak to and making sure your offer speaks to them. And that's a huge area, and that's obviously going to affect your DMs if your content isn't. And then finally, sales process. So many, everybody that's coming in looking for help with their offers, hasn't been on a sales process before where, they can just simply say words to say, let's do this together. And it matches exactly what the person wants, that they don't need that guarantee. They don't need the whole offer breakdown. They just say, cool, let's do it. And these are the three big problem areas, right? It's like sales process, DMs, content. And just by going through the offer linking stuff today and understanding that based off our experience, it's going to help you guys a bunch. And this is something that like Chris has applied in our offer.
I apply with fucking everything.
Yeah, you can apply this to everything. So that's kind of the three things. An biggest painful example is when you guys put up DM conversations and I'm just sitting there looking at the conversations and it's all great because I'm like following the script, doing the thing. But the question I ask myself is like, I wonder how much this person understands what they're looking for.
Yeah, that's really important too, right? Because if you guys don't, if in Messenger or on a triage call or on a sales call, you guys don't know what you're looking for, that's a huge issue, right? Because if you guys aren't fully aware of what you guys are looking for before you even get in that conversation with someone, you're going to struggle and you're going to miss unbelievably obvious cues that actually are buying signals from people. And you're going to struggle with signing the amount of clients that you want. And when you do sign clients, they're not going to be the type of clients that you want because they weren't built based on true problem and solution fits is probably the best way to explain it, right? So for any of you that are familiar and understand and aware of what offer linking is, Offer linking is a process that my crazy Australian brain developed that is designed to help you reverse engineer the exact person that you want on a sales call, break it down into the problems, the sequence in which they would actually ideally want to understand how to get best help, and then splintering it all out into your marketing, your messaging in your marketing, the positioning of it, and ensuring that you guys actually have problems being the front and center of all your marketing, problems being the front and center of all of your messenger convos, and problems being the front and center of all of your sales calls. Now, where I see people suffer with this and struggle with this, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, is like, dude, like the amount of people that have never taken the time to actually reverse engineer the person they want, like showing up to a call and then tell me like, oh, this is really hard. Is crazy, right? And the rationale behind that is like, funny example, sorry if there's anyone on this call that's experienced this in their life at the same time as well, but how many people do you see getting into a marriage that ends up breaking down because they're never a good fit for each other at all? They never built out the exact type of partner they would want. They never built out the type of life they wanted, and they just married someone because they would fuck them, right? Like that's kind of why it happened in the first place. It's because they never reverse engineered the exact type of person that they want in their life. They never reverse engineered the type of life that they want. And they never reverse engineered the exact type of things they want to experience in their life. So the consequence of that, they just ended up being in a position where they took whatever they could and ended up having a shitty life because of it. Kids end up fucking hating them and end up getting divorced and all the things that come along with that at the same time as well, right? Kind of happens if you don't understand who you're actually speaking to in your marketing. You don't actually communicate that well enough. Then you're going to continue to suffer with this at the same time as well, right? So what I wanted to run through today, actually, is running you through at a high level what offer linking is, what it does, and how it can actually possibly help you guys out at the same time as well. I want to run you guys through an example of how we use it in our business so you guys can understand like why you guys are fucking here and how you got here in the first place too. Because the reality is that like, as a consequence of using this on a daily basis, you guys are here and decided to pay us money, if that makes sense, right? And if you guys were to take the responsibility of actually learning how to use this in your own business, people would be showing up in your inbox begging you to take their money at the same time as well. And the reason I want Faris to share a little bit of context here too is because he'll be able to help me understand where you guys are suffering the most right now as well, and bring up some examples and all sort of stuff too, right? So what I want to run into, right, is most people struggle with understanding what content to put out, understanding what conversation that they're in Messenger, and understanding what problem to find, understanding what they're looking for, because they just have no fucking clue who the person they're looking to get on a call is in the first place, right? Faris and I were chatting about this morning, and what's wild, right, is like the difference is really fucking clear, right? Like if you're sitting there telling me like, oh, I'm only getting brokies, I'm only getting this, I'm only getting that, like this is your fucking problem. This is the reason why you are not getting the type of person you want on a sales call in the first place, because the person you're marketing to is a fucking broke human, right? This is really apparent when I see someone talking about leads. This is really apparent when I see someone talking about appointments. This is really apparent when I hear someone talking about what else?
Well, yeah, when I see people talk about software tools.
Oh, software.
Like there's nothing wrong with it, but it's the way you talk AI. About it. It's right. The way you talk about it, right?
Right.
There are a bunch of people that need help with their systems, but when you talk about it from a place that only somebody who's new would respond to it, because somebody who wants to like fix up their system so that they can make more sales aren't going to respond to like put a follow-up system in place or whatever, right?
So both of these things are low-level desires, right?
Right.
The person that you are speaking to who comes up and says that they want leads and appointments is usually a low-quality lead themselves because they haven't actually identified what they want in their business, and they haven't identified what problem they're actually trying to solve in their business at the same time too, which is why this process is actually so much more important, Because if you can articulate their problem to them better than they can understand themselves, they will actually see you as such a strong expert that they will pay any price that you would actually ask in the first place, because they realize, oh shit, it wasn't leads and leads and appointments that I needed. It was insert thing, right? So when I see someone like marketing about leads or appointments and it's got no other context other than that, I know that you're not understanding who it is you're speaking to and what bridge you're trying to get them to cross, or what gap you're trying to close for them, or what problem or problems you're trying to solve for them, or what heaven you're trying to get them to and what hell you're trying to take them away from at the same time as well, right? So the examples that I see a lot is this, is obviously like leads, appointments, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right? So the way I like to think about this personally, actually, I'll just make a new page. Let's do that. So that's shitty person. When I think about person, let's not do red because red means bad, right? Fucking talking about psychology of marketing, red means bad, green means go. But person, right? So when I think person, there's a few different categories of things that I like to, I guess, splinter my thought into. And it's obviously, right, like it's like what industry? Two, what size of business now? Three, or like, because this sort of comes into current situation, right? Current situation. What size? What team size? So this is like revenue. What team size? What else? So like, what industry? What size of company? What team size? Current situation,
like goals and like things.
No, that's like future desires, right?
Yeah.
So, this is the main core crux of it more than anything else, if that makes sense, right? Then it's like future desires. It's like, what rev do they want to be at? What team do they want? And like, what else, right?
Well, another thing I guess that you could add in the person, because this is where knowing your person matters so much, is like real estate, current situation, at 200K through referrals.
So it's like, yeah, so like how they're currently getting business right now.
Which is like part of that, yeah.
Yeah, so like how currently getting business. Because this is just better understanding the person you're speaking to at the same time as well, right? And this just builds out, like, essentially what we're talking about here for anyone who's playing at home is, like, this is your avatar, right? This is who you are speaking to. This is who you ideally want on a call. And this is who you are going to be marketing to, and be marketing to where they are now, where they want to be, and what's preventing them from being there, if that makes sense, right? So the whole idea of what we do with this, so I'll quickly just map out the whole process. It's like you work out the person. You work out their problems. You work out the process in which you essentially take them through to get them to where they want to be. So you got person, which is like current situation and desired situation. Whoop. I don't know what the fuck happened there. Then you have problems, which is reasons why they aren't there now. And then you have process, which is what are the steps I take to actually get them to that desired situation that they want to be in the first place at the same time as well, right? Now, the other steps in what I call offlinking after that is like process, production, prediction, prevention, then plan, profit, predictability. So the whole rationale behind this is like, if you understand your person well enough, and you understand what problems they're experiencing on a daily basis, and then you can clearly articulate what your process is to get them from their current situation through to where they'd like to be in the first place as well, then you can produce content that particularly speaks to that problem, where they want to be, and what's preventing them from being at the actual stage they'd like to be at in their business, in their life, whatever the hell it is, if that makes sense, right? And then when you produce content about that and you put a lead magnet in, and I'll walk through some examples and all of this stuff as well, you can then predict what the problem they have is by actually making sure that the actual marketing you're putting out is speaking directly to the problem that they have. So when they opt into that problem, or when they opt into that lead magnet, you already know what problem it is that they're actually currently experiencing, if that makes sense. As an example of this, when someone opts into an organic marketing playbook of ours, guess what problem I know that they have? They currently have a problem getting clients, and they're probably not using anything that's actually going to be helping them get clients that actually get them the clients. When someone opts into an organic marketing playbook for us, the person is someone who wants to get clients organically and probably get better clients in the first place. The problem is they're probably not getting the type of clients they want or the amount of clients that they want right now. And the clients or the people they're getting on calls are nowhere near as good quality as they'd like them to be in the first place as well. So I can predict that those are going to be the problems that they're experiencing. And the second I get into scripting and speaking to that person thereafter, I can now have a really clear conversation with them and say, hey, man, I'm presuming you're getting this because you aren't getting the amount of clients you want, or the type of clients you are getting aren't anywhere near as good, or as a consequence of either of those two going right, you just want to fuckload more of them. Which of the three is it, if that makes sense? And now you're in a conversation where they get it, and you are in such an easy, quick, you get me type of conversation where you can find out, well, how many more clients did you want to get? And now it's really easy to go, I want to get 50 more. What's actually preventing you from being there? My sales, like I suck at sales. Cool. Would it help you out if we caught up and showed you how to go through that problem together in some way, shape, and form, if that makes sense, right? So when you can predict that from happening, when you can predict what problem you're going to have that person show up into your world with, because your marketing speaks to that problem and it speaks to the process and the marketing you put out is particularly based on a part of the process that you are going to take that person on, and you splinter those out with different types of lead magnets and all of this stuff as well, it makes it really, really, really easy to work out what psychology they're coming in on. And you can actually make sure that the type of person you're speaking to is already at the stage, and I'll show you a couple of examples of that in a bit, of business that you'd like them to be at. As an example of this, when you're speaking to, let's go back a page, speak to someone who is, say, at 1 mil per year right now, and they wanna get to 5 mil, right? Their problem is not leads and appointments. It's not at all. Their problem is, in most cases, their sales team might be fumbling the leads that they do have right now because they aren't good enough. Maybe their follow-up sucks because their sales team isn't able to follow up with them effectively, whatever it is. And they're losing good sales reps as a natural consequence of this. So your marketing should speak to them actually preventing good sales team members from leaving because you actually make life 10 times easier for them in some way, shape, and form, right? This is good marketing because the problem you're speaking to is preventing them from actually losing sales team or something like that. And then when someone that you speak to or someone that's reading your content or something to the effect that is hearing that, seeing that, whatever it might be, guess what happens? People with big businesses go, this person understands what I'm actually experiencing on a daily basis. And they aren't just talking about leads and appointments like every other monkey is out there and saying that, or you don't pay, whatever it might be. And guess what? I'm going to speak to them because they know I'm currently losing a bunch of sales staff right now, right? This is an example of that in some way, shape, and form. Does that make sense to you guys? Like, is this helpful? Chuck a yes in the chat if this is helpful or whatever it might be, just so I can actually understand where you guys are at with and all of this stuff as well. Okay, cool. Awesome. John gets it. Fire. Jody, yes. Brad, yes. Awesome. So everyone's understanding it at the same time as well, right? So when you hear me put marketing out and I say, awesome, I just helped someone actually change the way that they actually market and position and communicate their offer. And now they're taking clients on who are actually at 5, 6, or 7 grand a month, which has happened in here multiple fucking times. It's as a consequence of running this type of actual scenario over again and again and again and again until they find the right pain point that they want on the sales call, right? And if you want someone who is already doing lots of dollary dues, yes, dollary dues are nowhere near as strong as the dollar, the USD, because it's a fucking terrible currency at the moment. But if you want someone who wants to pay you lots of dollars and they are making lots of dollars already, you must speak to a problem that someone who has lots of dollar problems is experiencing. Does that make sense? Because if you don't do that and you only talk about the leads and appointments, the only person who actually tunes into that in most cases is the person who was never able to get leads and appointments in the first place, which are usually brokies.
Hmm.
What was that?
What?
Well, like maybe it would be helpful for them to understand yeah, what,
understand
what,
my...
yeah, what the hmm
is. Just no, I'm just honestly, it was just reinforcing how fact, like matter of fact, this is like, and I see it with the examples like Matt, who actually just left the meeting 10 minutes ago, probably go sell metal, but he's somebody that we've seen this full transformation with, and I'm like playing back his journey of pretty much going from the people that were contractors that were barely making it, struggling to stay on, and now he's getting people coming into his pipeline, already have full sales team, sales process dialed in, and they're just like, we want to put something in place, a better sales system to fix it so that we can keep our reps and grow our business. And the more he's like, a really good situation, right? Like, go through, look everybody's marketing in the group and see who's doing best job speaking to that problem, just by sheer like success. And you can really start to understand, not just once, but like months of marketing to it is a reason why he's getting all the right people, right? So it's just kind of reinforcing as a really good example of that.
So what I'm going to do, right, is to demonstrate, I guess, how this works in the first place as well, right? So if we go through, the best way to do this, I think, is for me to explain our person, the problem that we solve, and the process in which we help people at the same time too, and then show you how we take our marketing from what we're doing into the market and show you exactly how we come up with the marketing, the scripting, and all sort of stuff as well, so you guys can understand. And then what would be helpful, if you guys are open to it, is like, hands up and let's build some stuff out for you at the same time as well, right? Because then there's examples and you guys can understand it. You guys can understand where you might be fucking up your souls right now at the same time too. So you guys can eliminate any situation where you guys are currently possibly suffering with the wrong type of lead coming in, or the wrong problems you're finding in Messenger, or wrong insert next thing that's a bullet point marketery thing in some way, shape, and form, right? It's like the best way I can put it, right? So for us, so our person, right? We want to work with someone that's usually somewhere between, it's between 5 and 12K. It's a online service business offer owner. So you've got a marketing agency or a business consultant, or a sales training company, or a
coaches for different industries.
Yeah, anyone that sells a high ticket B2B business offer, essentially, right? So expert business owners that either do marketing, sales training, or something that solves a problem in another business that is meaningful enough for someone to pay lots of dollar dues for as well, right?
Dollar dues.
And we want to take these people all the way up to one of two places, right? Place number one is either 50K a month, and we have a reason behind that, or the other one is just like six figures per month plus, if that makes sense, right?
Depending on
totally. It depends on the person. It depends on the problem they want to solve at the same time as well, but we know exactly what problems we can solve for these people, right? But when we think mission and what we think we're here to do and all to this stuff as well, there was something that happened inside my own life that made me go, I really want to help solve two really core things in a lot of people's businesses. The first one is the dinner table conversation, where wifey's wondering when things are going to turn around, right? You've been at this for fuck knows how long, and there's never been consistency in revenue and all sorts of stuff as well. So I wanted to eliminate that as a conversation in any household that I possibly can. And the only way to do that is to get consistent and predictable sales coming in some way, shape, and form, right? That's problem number one. Problem number two, and this is, I'm talking more about mission. This hasn't got to the actual problems as to what are preventing people from getting there. The other point in the mission is like, I don't think, and I put a post up about this yesterday, funnily enough. I actually asked, what is everyone's ideal life number that they would need to be making on a monthly basis for them to be living the life of their dreams? Mm. The average was between 25 and 30 grand per month, right? People know this, and they're still actually talking about 100K a month or whatever it is, if that makes sense. Because it's a marketing language-y thing. Yeah, Faris is looking it up right now. Everyone's like somewhere between 20 and 50K. Me? I want to eliminate the conversation inside someone's household where wifey is wondering when things are going to turn around, and you get to be the safety providing absolute savage that delivers on what they said they were going to do for the family and everyone else involved at the same time as well. That's a really important problem for me to solve, because it comes from my own personal experience at the same time. And I know how to solve that problem really fucking well, which helps. The other one is that I don't want people to do it alone. right? So I want people to have a monthly recurring revenue number that exceeds what's needed so they can actually create whatever the fuck they want in their life. But then I don't want people to do it alone. I want them to do it with a group of people, a team of people that they can solve the same problem for inside their team's lives, and then they can go on and actually hunt the mission down together and live the best life that they can do at the same time as well. And it just so happens, 50K per month or thereabouts is the number where you can do it with two or three team members who can actually, 50 to 60K, where people can take home like 15-ish to 20-ish K per month really, 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 really strongly. Then on top of that, you guys can actually make more money as a group together and live the life that you want to from here on out, in whatever way that looks like, in whatever life you personally want to live, whatever your personal core values are, whatever it might be at the same time as well. And we have a mission of like 50 people that we want to get to 50K per month and build a small team in the year of 2024 as a bare minimum of what we do, but we'll far exceed the goals we have people do at the same time as well, right? So when we're thinking person, this is actually the person that we're thinking about. So it's a high ticket expert, B2B offer owner that it's, you know, marketing agency, business consultant, sales trainer, whatever the hell it is, if that makes sense, right? But the main problems that are preventing people from getting from here to here, so you got 5 to 12, which is about 30K. We'll go 30K. This here, the three main problems. Not enough people know who you are. So not enough people know who you are, what you do. Not enough calls with people who already want what you're selling. And it's actually not predictable for them. Like they don't have the numbers. Like they don't have the amount of people on a daily basis knowing who they are and what they do. They don't have enough calls on a weekly basis with people coming who already wanting to buy what they sell. And they don't typically have any form of predictability in place. So like that's a combination of like understanding numbers or
the whole skill set.
It's a sales system in general, right? So understanding numbers or documenting procedures in any way, shape, and form that would prevent them from needing to be the only person in the business that actually ends up creating the result, so they get stuck in the day to day by themselves and all the stuff as well, right? So it's like it's essentially documenting procedures, a time thing, right? They don't have enough time to fulfill on everything themselves, and they don't have enough time to actually go in and then go to scale the business any further because they're stuck in the day to day way too much, if that makes sense, right? So that's usually the problems that get solved here, and then from here to here, it kind of, funnily enough, it actually repeats the exact same thing because it becomes, not if people know who I am or what I do, who would want to work for me, right? So it's team. Then it goes back to calls because they now that they have team on, they need to get more money, right? And now they need to get more marketing happening and more calls happening, more people who do want to actually create the same outcomes that the initial marketing did say in the first place too. And then it gets into leadership. This is the main problem that most people typically tend to suffer with here at the same time as well, right? So if we have someone who wants to go from 5 to 30 or 30 to 50 within whatever it might be, or it's actually the same problems from 30 to six figures as well, funnily enough. It's just a preference as to where they want to go from there. But when we're thinking about this, the problem is not enough people know who I am or what I do, not enough calls, and not enough time, systems, SOPs to be able to create something that I can actually do that isn't fully reliant on me in some way, shape, and form. Right? They're the three problems or things that are preventing people from getting to those goals in the first place. Then you have the same for someone at 30 to 50, but it's like their team is usually pretty trash. And what's funny enough is that most people we speak to who come in at 30K or thereabouts got there because of luck in most cases. And most of these things are usually still the first things we need to work on too, because they never had an audience of people who already wanted what they sell it. Who wanted what they were selling, and they never had a bunch of people coming in who already actively were saying, take my money, and the systems, procedures, and SOPs were fucking tracked, and they ended up finding success through in spite of themselves. Is that,
it's like pushing a lot of those like referrals just the character got them there.
There wasn't any predictability.
Yeah.
There wasn't any predictability, if that makes sense, right? So in most cases, we usually have to still solve these problems for someone prior to bringing a new team in, unless they have an abundance of those things already, right? Like a Colin.
Butterfield. Somebody coming in with an audience or
somebody's already got a killer audience or whatever it is, and we can actually just extract money out of it like totally instantaneously.
Yeah.
Like Brad, you are going to crush. Like, seriously, the audience you already have, you're going to crush just because you'll be able to actually take money out of it instantaneously, and you'll be able to build team.
I mean,
and stack
like,
on that.
Share two wins today. That's like 48 hours. It's kind of already crushing.
I think I literally said to the team, I'm sorry to hear that Brad's already makes money back. It's terrible. Things must suck. It's been like fucking 4 hours. Anyway, are you guys starting to understand a little bit of what my philosophy behind when I say what's preventing people from getting to their goal in the first place? Are you guys starting to understand that a little bit? Just chuck a yes in the chat, because if it is not, I might need to do a bit of explaining whatever it is at the same time too, right? Like, the things that are preventing most people from getting from 5 to 12 to 30 are like, not enough people know who you are, what you do, not enough sales calls, and systems and procedures typically tend to suck in the trash, and that's why you're stuck in the day-to-day still. So guess what our marketing's going to be about, right? It's going to be about those things because we know people are suffering with those, and we're going to install those beliefs at the same time too, because most people, sadly enough, actually don't know what their problem is sometimes. Most people go, oh, I think it's a sales problem. You think? You're not getting enough clients? No way. But why are you not getting enough clients, Ryan?
Must be the offer.
Ryan's just a name I threw out there. Have we ever had a client name? I don't think we have.
No.
We should find a Ryan.
Yeah.
If you're watching this at some point and your name is Ryan, sorry, dude. Well, thank you for joining. I'm not sure. But what I do know is, as you hear what, as I'm speaking through this, right, the main things that are preventing people from getting to X, Y, Z are very clear for us. And now when we speak about these problems in our marketing, they become very clear for the person on the other side of the screen who look at our stuff, our content, read our post or whatever it is, and they get to have the privilege, because yes, it's a privilege. In my opinion, it's a privilege. Farris says it's a privilege. It's a privilege of doing something that humans already naturally do, which is they go to Google to find out if they have cancer. Maybe not cancer. But they always try to self-assess a problem and actually self-diagnose before they end up doing something about it, because they're totally scared and fucking utterly, like, the there is such a fear of getting fucked over, especially in this market right now. There is such a fear of getting fucked over that if they don't believe that you truly are the right fit, understand their problem really deeply before they get on a call with you, in most cases, they're going to have so much resistance to actually speaking to you, and their walls are going to be up so high that your job is going to be so much harder to actually get them across the line, even if you're the best option for them, right? So what we want to do in these situations is actually help them understand and self-diagnose by actually communicating the reason why they currently have the pain points in their business, right? Because when I hear someone say, we're not getting enough clients, I'm like, that's a consequence of no fucking way to get people in effectively, no one knowing who you are and what you do, and not enough calls or a system for calls being booked in such a way that's predictable, and then you documenting it to share off to someone else. It's not because you can't get clients, it's because that's the pain point and consequence of you being trash at other things or not having things in place that are preventing you from getting the clients that you do want, right? And when you get to educate people on that, now they get to understand, oh, there was more to it than I thought there was in the first place. And then they can go, oh, this is my guy. He can help me, right? Because now they feel understood. And when they're understood, the barrier to them speaking to you just comes down so fucking far that they're like, I'm willing to chat to you now. Does that make sense to you guys? Right? So if your marketing is not making people go, I feel heard, then you're going to have a lot of resistance, right? A couple of my favorite things to do is, like, when you're talking about offers and all sort of stuff too, is like, I like to work out what's preventing people from being where they are or where they want to be, and then work out what's preventing them from getting started with me. What trust issue? What's this? What's that? And then adding those into my offers. Or what's preventing them from actually getting started? Is it a payment plan issue? Is it this? Is it that? And then marketing solutions that are at the same time as well. Because when you market that stuff and you market things that prevent objections coming up on sales calls, guess what happens? You don't fucking get them. And the conversation actually just comes, like, the conversation just becomes a conversation about how can you apply this to my particular situation and how do we get started? As opposed to it being, who the fuck are you? How the fuck are you going to help me? And why the fuck should I trust you? Night and day difference. Does anyone have any questions about this while you've got me here right now? Just quickly, before I go into how to splinter this stuff into marketing and content and all sort of stuff. Brad, talk to me, Brad. Just unmute.
So this stuff makes a lot of sense. The big thing that I think that like is more difficult in practice is like really getting clear on like what are the problems at different levels in a way that like would make sense. Like you mentioned, they don't know their problem. I feel as though I know the majority of my audience's problem, but a lot of the time, even if I communicate it to them, it just doesn't click. So like I don't know if I have like a very good clear question, but is there a process that you can think through to kind of dive in like, this is the issue here, this is the issue here, this is the issue here, in like construction businesses, which I know a lot of people are, where the revenue levels just vary like a crazy amount. Like I think it's always nice in the agency or online world, because it's like getting to 50K or getting to 30K, like it tells you a lot more than someone who's at 100,000 a month. They might have a complete mess of a business.
Here's what I agree with what you said.
Okay.
What I agree with is that they might not know their problems. What I would possibly help you install the option to think differently about is that it's your job to educate them on that. The reason why you are here right now is not because I said we can help these guys do this. It's because you've probably seen a million things of mine that have educated on different pain points. Like, actually, that's a good question. Like, what was there a piece of content, or was it multiple fucking stabs that, from my content that made you go, this is my guy?
It was your lead magnet of the follow-ups, where I was like, that was more valuable than half the coaching programs I've been in. And then when we're on the phone, you just like cut through me like immediately. Like you just like within like 5 minutes, I understood my problem better than I did, but were able to communicate it to me to where like, I mean, it sounds funny and deep, but like I literally like was able to communicate it to my wife, what I'd been struggling with, like because of some of the way that you worded it in the conversation.
Fantastic. So let me explain something to you and how that came about in the best way possible at the same time too then, right? Because you told me you wanted to get to 100K a month. In my opinion, there are three things that prevent people from doing that. Not enough calls, not enough team, and self-sabotage. That's it. Full stop. There's only those three things that really prevent someone from getting there in the first place, right? Each of those things have a subsection of problems under them. Absolutely. But when I realized it wasn't a cause and it wasn't a thing, I'm like, oh, it's just a self-sabotage. Cool. Let's just fix that one then, right? Or like, let's like definitely talk to that one, because that one's going to be the one that will probably hit home the hardest and the quickest, and there won't be any need for like selling at that point, if that makes sense, right? What you initially mentioned was that it was the pipeline playbook, if that makes sense, right? So when it comes to not enough calls for us, that is a lead gen method, lead nurture method, and a follow-up method, right? They're like the three main things that you typically need to achieve in order for you to even be able to use a fucking follow-up thing in the first place, right? Mm-hmm. Because if you don't have those three things in place, like you're pretty fucked. The one I like speaking to the most is one. Why do you think that is?
Because it assumes that the people already have figured out certain things and like have put in the work.
So when I speak to a problem of, hey, is it possible that you might have 150 to 200 grand sitting in your pipeline right now from the leads you have unsuccessfully closed or have not put yourself in a position where you could actually X, Y, Z, and you want this, is that not something where they perk up and go, oh, I'm losing money by not having this?
Yeah. But someone without a pipeline at all wouldn't even, yeah.
They wouldn't even think about that. It wouldn't even be in their RAS. That like it wouldn't even come into the context wouldn't matter to them at all, if that makes sense, right? So in order to do that and in order to attract someone of that caliber, i.e. yourself, who's been a 100-figure plus business owner yourself in the past, I need to speak to a problem that only someone who's had that will struggle with, right? So for someone like yourself, if you're dealing with people that are currently at, you know, let's say you were saying construction businesses, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you right now that almost all service-based construction businesses and all sort of stuff too, the main problem that they're currently experiencing, and I know this because I've spoken to so many fucking clients who serve them, is most of them don't get the jobs they actually want. And as a consequence of that, they have to have way too many people on their fucking team. And as a consequence of that, everything feels like a fucking dumpster fire for them. And if you were to speak to, maybe you might not need as many team members as you actually are having on right now, and maybe you might actually be able to get more of the work that you actually want to be working on a weekly basis and either keep the same amount of revenue but actually get a whole lot more profit, or be able to scale more efficiently, you think that would help you out?
And it does. Like, it caters to the types of people that, yeah, makes sense.
So one little thing as well, too, because in the sales process, once you understand this stuff at a deep level of, like, the problems that they're in the business, you're no longer fazed by all the fucking weird shit people say on phone. Right? Because when you ask them, it's like, cool, dude. So I guess if you're trying to, like, double the business and hit 10 million in like, deals, you're like, what's the actual problem standing in your way at the moment? And they're like, yeah, man, I'm just, like, don't have a crew and had a problem. Then in your head, you're like, they're just not getting the jobs they want, and that's a set of these consequences and these problems. You can interpret it as an expert, and then you can ask them a question to help them get to that realization, and you can properly take control, right? And it comes like just trusting yourself and doing the research, understanding the person, and then trusting yourself that, like, it's this problem, but they just don't see it that way, and you just need to raise the awareness. That's the difference this makes, is that you could properly lead people to the solution, right? Big difference.
The other side of that too is, let's say that they're at 100 grand per month and you want to take them to 1 million per month. I'm just throwing numbers out there, right? You can say from experience and from everything that you know, like, oh, it's usually this, 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 and this. Like, they're the three to five things that people usually typically tend to suffer with that are preventing them from getting there. The thing is, they might not know that. And yeah, that's okay.
Well, this definitely don't. It's the cycles of bad decisions that they make on the way.
But this is where we get the privilege of helping them understand what a bad decision has looked like for them in the past. The second you can get them to go, oh, that's where I went wrong, you now have their trust.
Mm-hmm. They're walking out of the call already more aware.
This isn't even cold. This is still in marketing.
Oh, yeah. So, like, they're already looking at you like, fuck, thanks, man. Goodwill.
Right. So anywhere between 100 grand to 1 million is usually, from what I know, service delivery, team, and then more marketing plus selling from team, not from them.
Yeah.
Right. Which is a combination of leadership plus systems that typically tend to create those things, if that makes sense. And this is me understanding business in general as opposed to construction businesses, right? Is that fairly accurate?
No, it's spot on.
Right?
And it's not leads. Like, that's the thing that it's right. Just crazy how they're convinced, like dead on convinced, that all their problems are a result of not enough leads, but it's because they're not confronting these problems.
They're problem unaware is all it is, right? So we get the privilege of getting the people who are smart about this to be problem aware through our content, if that makes sense. As an example, let's take this. So if this was my offer.
One thing as well, every market has a different thing, right? Some construction workers will say leads. Real estate people are going to say the market. Agency owners are going to say their offer is broken. Every market has their own belief around it, right? And if you're in real estate, like, this version of it is saying, oh, the market is not working, so that's what I dealt with, right? So it's all understanding the market kind of thing.
So let's say it's service delivery. Then you've got like the three reasons why. So it's like their marketing is trash. Maybe their systems for delivering it is trash. And the team leader is shit. I don't know, right? I'm just throwing three things out there, right?
Seems like you do.
Then you have team and you've got recruitment is trash. Then you have onboarding is trash, and then you have ramp up plus coaching the team members is trash, right? Then it might be leadership, marketing, and then essentially systems for producing the result without you being in there at all whatsoever, which is like systems, leadership frameworks, and then better marketing and sales through team, if that makes sense, right? Now, guess what? Now I can put out a playbook about recruitment. I can put out a playbook around the onboarding of better team members and how that actually speaks to better service delivery, which helps you get jobs that are XYZ more and all sort of stuff as well. Now I can put out a playbook that actually speaks to the reason why your service delivery is trash and how this type of marketing can fix that instantaneously. And here are 88 examples of that. And here are the winning ads that got that for the other companies that we've spoken to that were at 1 million per month already, if that makes sense, right? And you can essentially put these together in such a way where you can actually say this is week one. I'll go week one. Let me change the colors of this. Why I would do it this way too is because you speak about each core pillar of problem once per month at least. So you got week one, week two, week three, week four, week five, week six, week seven, week eight, week nine. Because that way you were speaking about each core pillar problem that's preventing them from being where they want at least once per month. So they see you aren't a one-trick pony. And you have a process and system for it to its whole degree at the same time too. And then in your content, you just speak about our three-step process to get you from 100K to a million a month or whatever it is, based on it being a service delivery problem, a team management problem, and a leadership, marketing, and sales problem through team itself, if that makes sense.
Makes a lot of sense.
Right? And as a consequence of that, the people who have half a fucking wit about them are going to tune in and go, Brad's my fucking dude.
Especially after the 17th time they see it and throw in a little funny life stuff, they're like, all right, this is my guy.
And throw in a couple of Chris Morrison special, grab the knife, put it in, twist and do that a couple of times a week at the same time as well. And you'll have people that respectfully need you.
Yeah.
Right? Because they actually understand that you genuinely do have the juice that is missing for them, if that makes sense. Mm. I spoke earlier about person, problem, process. So that would have been an example of process, how you get them there. And then you get production, which is now all your content production comes from any or all of these, if that makes sense. Right? So two things must happen. You must talk about all these things separately, and you must talk about these as a process. So they fully understand this is 100, this is 1 million, this is why you're not there. And this is all the things I can give away to prove to you that we have the juice to make it happen for you at the same time as well. This will come up with swipe files and lead magnets and all these different things or whatever it might be that are a splintered part of what's preventing them from being there right now. And when you use the right messaging, you know, how we help someone get to a million a month with the best recruitment framework in the world or whatever the fuck it is, right? One of two things happens, right? Either someone who's at that stage already is tuning in, or in the worst case scenario, worst case, you get someone who's on the journey wanting to be there. You don't get beginners anymore. Worst case, you get someone with the fucking true aspirations of being there who will actually listen to you at the same time as well. If anyone here has heard me use this this before, it's like if you shoot for the stars, you're going to hit the clouds on the way down in the worst case scenario. But if you talk about leads, you're only going to get the rubbish from the fucking ground.
Feel that.
Right? So does that clear it up for you a little bit more?
Yeah.
So glad, right? So if we go back here one and go into prediction, right? So anyone who opts into one of these, you can kind of predict what problem they're experiencing, right? You can predict, oh, they opted into a recruitment thing. They probably are right now not experiencing the type of jobs they want, and they either have too much team spending too much money, or profits are super low, or team keep leaving. They're the reasons why someone would opt into something like that. Is there anything else you can think of, Brad, or are they the main things?
I mean, that's it. It's the people that are the worst, most frustrating leads for me are the ones that have big sales teams but don't actually have any revenue.
Awesome. So they opt into this. We know that the problem is either going to be shitty system for it, shitty jobs, or people keep leaving.
Yeah.
Right? So now you know what the problem that solves is. You now predict what problem that person has is when they come in. You give the lead magnet to someone and you say, hey, man, usually when someone opts into one of these, it's usually because of this, this, or this. Is it any of those, or is it something else you're experiencing? And they say, it's this plus this. Oh, okay. If that's what's happening now, like, where would you, like, how's that affecting you guys, right? X. Where's revenue now? It's at 100. Where would you rather it be? 1 million. So you've got current situation, and then goal, and then problem. You've already got a problem there, but it's like now you can ask, okay, cool. You said it was this and this. Like, is there anything else that you think is preventing you from being there right now? No. Okay, cool. Awesome. Would it help you out if we were to show you how we're helping some of our other clients through this, or even put together a plan of attack to help you uncover this and any other possible things that are preventing you from preventing you from being at a million per month right now? Would that help you out at all? And now you've got someone who already trusts you, already knows that you can solve the problem, understands that you understand where they are and where they want to be, and fully understands that you have a solution to the things that they now understand are what was really preventing them from being, that it wasn't just leads.
It's huge.
So the ideal and idea behind that is, now we've worked out and predicted the problem, and we've worked out what's preventing them from being there. And now when we get them on a call, we can walk them through the plan, which, if you haven't guessed this just so far just yet, this is the basis of the plan, which actually becomes your offer presentation. So after you find out and walk them through the sales process and work out what they've tried before, what's going on, what's X, what's Y, what's Z, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, cool. Absolutely, we can fix that. These are the three core parts that I think were the most important to you, and this is how we do it in step-by-step-by-step format. What other things would you need to know in order for it to be a good decision or bad decision for you at the same time as well? I remember being on a call with you and you're like, can you just give me some logistics? I'm like, all right, I'll give you some logistics. This is it.
I told my team about that. I was like, he said he used me asking for details of the program and he labeled it as an objection and it crumbled me.
Because it's true. It's just a lack of understanding. And that's why we create these things at the same time as well, right? And now, like, once you can actually help them with that plan, now you get the profit. And now when you have your numbers tracked and fully understand it, you can work out how many of these do we need to put out for us to get enough people in here and here for us to get to the goals that we want to get to at the same time as well. So it becomes predictable. So the reason I wanted to do this today is, the reason why most of you are probably suffering now is because you are speaking to this, as opposed to mapping out the truth, which is a combination of these things, which put you in a position where you actually understand what's truly going on. And you can actually fully help the person you're speaking to understand how you could be a better benefit to the person who is in front of you or is reading your content, because they fully understand that you are not just someone who might get them leads or someone who might help them with sales or someone who might help them with X in some way, shape, and form. And you have a system and a process, and you understand their problems better than they do. Not only does this help you in content, but it helps you in Messenger, because you know what fucking problem you are looking for now. It helps you train your team on this stuff, because you've mapped it out and they know what to look for in Messenger or whatever it might be, or on a sales call, or in delivery, right? You can train your team to, like, this is the three-step process we take people through. Each step takes about a month and a half each. It's about 6 months until we get them there, and then it's maintenance from there on out. You can train your whole team to this stuff to either be in delivery or in the sales process, whichever is the most important that you need to fix right now at the same time as well. And you can now train leadership team on how to train team on it, because you have everything mapped out at the same time as well. Now, for a lot of the people here, the main problem this solves is probably going to be more how to get really good clients. But funnily enough, this also is, we copy and paste this for when we're bringing team in. It's the exact same thing. I know what every person who's in sales has as a problem. I know where they want to be. And I know the exact pain points that we want to speak to in our marketing when we do that. And I use this exact same offer linking process when I'm looking to actually install new team members into our team. And I have a great process for it at the same time as well. And I know all the things they've suffered with in the past and all the things that come with the suffering that they had. And as a consequence of that, they trust me, which I think is kind of cool.